listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. I used to be fully in favour of euthanasia, legalised. I had a close friend die of motor neurone disease, and he killed himself early because he didn't know how his disease would progress and that he wouldn't be able to kill himself. He could have had another 10 years, and it was horrendous. And I thought we've got to be a better way than this. Now, like many things, I've changed my mind on it. Because of the potential abuse and because the state shouldn't be assisting us in killing ourselves. Oh, Simon O'Connor noted that shortly there'll be 1,000 people who have been euthanized here in New Zealand. 1,000, which is a lot. Anyway, there's a popular centre-right political blog called Kiwi Blog, and run by David Farrar, who's a lovely, lovely guy, and it's a wonderful, wonderful blog. I enjoy it immensely. And David Farrar is the National Party supporter, makes no pretense of that. He's their pollster. And Simon O'Connor writes, the sad irony is that the government fully funds euthanasia but refuses to fully or even better fund palliative care. Euthanasia ends life prematurely. Palliative care gives life to the very end. I know which one I'd have a preference funding for. And David Farrar says this on Kiwi Blog, it would be nice to fund both, but I don't think it's quite a trade-off. The cost of an assisted death to the taxpayer is $1,087.20. So a total cost of, say, $500,000 a year compared to the cost of palliative care of $186 million a year. You could even argue that euthanasia reduces the cost of palliative care. Isn't that exactly what the critics of euthanasia say? That we've reduced it to dollars? And the pressure now that puts on elderly people who don't want to be a burden on the system or on their children and loved ones. And so far from human life being sacred, it's a trade-off. Oh, look, I'm trained in economics. I know life is about trade-off. And in hospital, trade-offs have to be made. But there's a big difference between saying we can't afford this care to saying it's cheaper to kill you. Because isn't that what David Farrar just said? And so you have children. Gosh, we're here. How long are we going to be here for with mum or nana? Be much easier. Look, it'd be better for her if she just went, mum, we think you should agree to this. That's why I don't like it. It is just too open for abuse. And in a funny way, just saying, it's a lot cheaper to kill someone than give them care. Proves the point. What do you think? Good idea, bad idea, wrong idea. It's the abuse of it that bothers me. Send us a text, 2057. Email me, inbox@radleycheck.radio, your thoughts. I've known people that committed euthanasia, and I respect their decision. Doesn't mean that I agree with the policy.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.